Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Gittin Daf Nunchet Amud Aleph at the very bottom, reassessing the Mishnah that we dealt with several podcasts ago that then launched us into the long tangent about the Agadot of the Churban. Lakach min ha-Sikri Kohen. So the rule was, the ultimate rule was that if you bought from the Sikri Kohen, you had to pay reparations to the tune of one quarter to the Balabait. Amarav lo shanu el damar lo lech chazeku kni avishtar kana. So this limitation that if you bought from the Sikri Kohen first and then from the Baal, that the deal is invalid, is only if the Baal Habayit said orally to you, okay, go and be konet. Right, but if he gave you a shtar, then kana. Shmuel amar af b'shtar nami lo kana ad shichtov la'achrayut. Shmuel says that even if you wrote a shtar, it would not be valid unless there was achrayut written to the shtar. Tanya kavatei Shmuel. We have a bright that supports Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer lakach min ha'ishav chazav lakach min ha'ish mekchol kayam. This is a parallel case in our Mishnah. Min ha'ish chazav lakach min ha'ishav mekchol batel. Exactly like the Mishnah. Ad shichtov la'achrayut, unless she writes achrayut. So that supports Shmuel. So, Neimati Avitiu of Rav. This seems to defeat Rav. Amalacha Rav, my Achrayut, na mi shtar. Achrayut means shtar. It doesn't mean to write Achrayut, it just means till she writes him something so that there is a written document and not just an oral agreement. Tan Rabbana, lakach min ha-Sikri Kohen, ve'achla shalosh shanim yifnei ba'alim, v'chazar machra le'acher. Let's say you bought the field from the Sikri Kohen. You stayed on the field, used it and everything else for 3 years while all the owners were around and saw it and didn't protest, obviously. And then you sold it to somebody else. En l'balim alokeach sheni klum. The original owners have no claim on the guy who bought it from you. So, hechidami, what's the case? Ida katoin v'amar minach zavna. If you turn around and claim you bought it from him, safilo roishonami, then he doesn't even have a claim on you if it was 3 years. But if you're not claiming that you bought it from him, you're agreeing you bought it from the Sikri Kohen, he should be able to have a claim on the second guy even if you held it for 3 years. So we're talking about a case where he wasn't towing. This is an example where we initiate a ta'ana on behalf of someone who could not know better, and that is for a purchaser or for yoresh, in such cases. So now, if the middle guy, the guy who bought it from the Sikri Kohen, made such a ta'ana, then we would believe him, and if not, not. But the purchaser has no way to know who the guy he bought it from, who he got it from, and so therefore we present the Tana for him that he bought it directly from the Balabait. Tana Rabbanan, Haba Machmar Chov Machmar An Pirot. If somebody comes and seizes a field because of a debt or because of just a seizure, it was theft. Ein bo mishum Sikri Kohen. There is no din of Sikri Kohen that applies here. Van Pirut Atzmat Tzichash Tishash Nemasar Chodesh. For the An Pirut itself, if you seize it, it has to be there 12 months before anybody else can buy it. Now, amart ein ba mishum Sikri Kohen. You just said there is no Sikri Kohen, so why are you saying 12 months? Hachikamar, Sikri Kohen atzma tzrichash tishash shet yud ben chodesh. Where there is Sikri Kohen applied, it has to be 12 months in the hands of the Sikri Kohen before anybody can buy it. Or Yosef Naktino, we have a rule, ein an pirut bevavel. This an pirut does not apply in Bavel. Ah, vakachlin and dika, but we see seizures of fields in Bavel. We don't apply this rule. My tama, since there are courts around, and this guy did not go and complain to the court that says his land was seized illegally, he's been mochelet, or he really owed it, or for some other reason, he's not going to fight it. Now here's a story. Gidol bar Eloi kabil ara betaska mne baga. So he was a tax collector, and he collected some money from members of a certain area, but not all of the owners were there. Akdim v'yoyev zuzi d'tlat shanin. He went and paid for 3 years of the taxes of this land, the land tax that he had gotten, of this piece of land that he had gotten from them. What they had done is they'd given a parcel of land of some of the absentee landowners to pay their tax. He then had it, and he paid the tax. L'sof ata marvata kamoi. Then the original owners came back. Amrulei shata kamai to dihaf to achlat. So the first year of taxes that you paid, you've already used up. They came a year later. We're going to pay the taxes, and it's our field, which means he wants the money back because he paid 3 years in advance. Atu lekami to Rav Papas. They all came to Rav Papas. Savra the michtav leitirfa b'nei bagya. So he thought to write a tirfa, meaning a starved seizure, from the fellows who sold it to him, that Rav Gidol at least should be able to collect back the tax money that he laid out. Then you've turned these guys into secret kon, and that's not the case at all. They borrow the language from the Mishnah Ketubot, that this guy simply put his money on, literally, on the horns of a deer, meaning he speculation, and he lost. His speculation was these guys weren't going to come back, or if they came back, they wouldn't protest. They did. They justifiably protested. They got the land back. And now, the extra 2 years of taxes that he paid in advance, he's lost. Now, we said Zumish to Mishona, but the Mishnah Achrov, Yiddish Shalacharei, Amru, Alokech Resikon, Oten Lebalim Revia. So the later ruling was to give a quarter. Amarav, Revia Bekarko, Revia Bemaot, meaning a quarter either of the land, or a quarter of the money that you paid. Ushmuel Amar, Revia Bekarko, Shein Shlish Bemaot. You give a quarter of the land, which means a third of the money. Which means as follows, if the land was worth, let's say, $100,000, so the assumption here is that you paid $75,000 because the secret corner are going to sell it low. So you paid $75,000. So you have to pay $25,000, which is a quarter of the value of the land, but it's a third of what you paid. But my kamipalgi, so what's the disagreement about? Mar savin chi revia zavin, mar savin chi chumisha zavin. Shmuel thinks that when you buy the land, you'll typically, from a secret corner, get it for 3/4 the price. And Rav thinks you typically get it for 4/5 of the price, and therefore paying him $20,000, which is a quarter of what you paid, is the proper makeup. In other words, you should not end up paying more than the value of the land. You bought it undervalued because you bought it from the secret coins, so you should pay the rest to the original owners. So a parallel to our Mishnah. And then adds, V'yad ba'alim alel yonat. The ba'alim have the stronger hand here to choose how to collect. Ratzu b'karka notlin, they can collect from land. Ratzu b'maot notlin, they can collect money. Eimatai, when's that? Bizman she'en bi'adan likach. That's only if they don't have the ability to buy it back from the secret kohen. V'yesh bi'adan likach, if they have the ability to get it back, I mean, the secret kohen will talk to them. Hein kod min l'chol adam, they have the first rights to buy it. Now, Rabbi Yoshi Beit Din v'nimnu, Shem Shata, v'fnei Sikon, Shem Asar Chodesh, v'en l'kach Zachah. That's our Mishnah. Rabbi made a Beit Din that said that if it was with a Sikari, Sikrikon, for more than 12 months, then everybody has equal rights. I'll tell them about Lim Revia. Now, here's the expansion. Revia Bakarko, Revia B'maot. Exactly like Rav. You give a quarter, either of land or of money, which means you're giving, if it was $100,000, you're giving $20,000, meaning a quarter of what you paid, and not 25, as Shmuel would have it. So he says, yeah, that bright is referring to once you already got the money. And once you already got the money, $25,000 is a quarter. So that supports Shmuel. Amarav, ana havoi b'minyana devei Rebbe. By the way, I was there when Rebbe made this ruling. Uminoi didi manu b'resha. And by the way, they started the deliberations with me. I was a young student. Now this is why Rav's report has so much authority to it, because Rav was a young student at Rebbe's feet. Shmuel was never there. So Rav says, I was there, and I was the one who began the deliberations. Parenthetically, that's a little bit problematic, because all deliberations start with the elder of the Beit Din, but Din and Nefosh, capital crimes, start from the side, because once the elder pronounces a judgment, chances are nobody's going to disagree. So how could it be that in this, which was a non-capital case, Rav was the first one to start? It should have been Rebbe. So Amarava Bray de Rava, Vitem Rav Hilla, Bray de Rav Volas, Shani Minyan Adve Rebbe, de Chul Minyan Nayu Minatzad of Matzchilin. All the deliberations in Rebbe's Beit Midrash started from Minatzad, very likely because nobody would disagree with Rebbe about anything, and therefore if Rebbe started, that would be the end of the discussion. So they started elsewhere. Alright, that's parenthetic. Now, tangential to that, we have a comment about greatness. V'yamarav b'rei d'rav, v'yitemarav v'yilal b'rei d'rav v'voles. Again, the same tradition. Yimot noshev v'yad Rebbe l'matzinu Torah gulav makom achad. Now, normally this is understood one way, but here it's clearly different. Normally it's understood that to find Torah and political/financial splendor in one person is very rare. We didn't find it from Moshe to Rebbe. Here what it means is something else. To find the central authority of Torah and the wealthiest man in one person, that from Moshe to Rebbe was never found. Now, velo, havi Yoshua. What do you mean? You had Yehoshua. The answer is havi Elazar. In Yoshua's day, Elazar was there, who was also great in Torah. Well, havi Elazar, so count Elazar. The answer is havi Pinchas. Elazar's son Pinchas, while he was alive, was also great. Havi Pinchas, havi Kenim. There was always, there was never a clear cut beyond the pay, beyond the normal range, chacham, ben Torah of the sort. Ha ve Shaul, but you had Shaul, Shmuel. I mean, Achnaf Sheh, Shmuel died, so Kulu Shani Kamina. What we mean is, during his entire life, during Shaul's entire life, he was not the only one with greatness, because Shmuel was alive for part of that. Vahave David, David was there, so Have Ya'ira Ya'iri, the character who appears in Devarimim, who the Rabbanan present as David's Rebbe. Vahanachnaf Sheh died, so Kulu Shani Bainin. Again, it has to be all of David's life. Ha'ave Shlomo. So Shlomo was around. So Havi Shimon Gera. Shimon Gera, again, Chazal have as Shlomo's Rebbe. It's a Gemara in Brachot. V'hakatle, Shaul Shlomo killed him. So Kula Shani Kamrinan. You're right, but through Shlomo's entire life, he was not the only one with the greatness of Torah. So Havi Chizkiah, you had Chizkiah. The answer is Havi Shevna. Shevna Sofer in Chizkiah's time. Ha'ikvil, he died. So Kula Shani Kamrinan. Again, it has to be his entire life. V'ave Ezra, we have Ezra. So Havi Nechemin Chechaliah. Nechemin was also great. So I will add to that, that from Rebbe until Ravashi, you never found that. And Ravashi himself was the embodiment of both the greatness of Torah and the greatness of power in one person. In Ravashi's time, you had Huna Bar Natan. He himself was subservient to Ravashi. He showed kavod to Ravashi and deference to him. And therefore, see that indeed in Ravashi's time, you had Torah Ugdula B'makom Echad. We'll pause at this point and continue with the next Mishnah in the next podcast, which will take us to Daf Samach Amud Bet. Everyone should have a wonderful day.